Namaste. This is my pod talk number 4. Mental freedom and happiness versus mental dependence and heartaches. Almost everyone has undergone heartaches caused by someone who hurt them or left them for someone else. It could have been among school friends, colleagues, relatives, or romantic couples who would have sworn earlier that they would never leave. From a psychological point of view, such a heartache can be said to be a result of ego, attachment, and the will to possess the loved one. Love, attachment, and being possessive about a person or object you love are in fact often confused with one another. When you truly love someone, you wish them well and do not try to possess them. The great Osho once said, "If you love a flower, don't pick it up, because if you pick it up, it dies and it ceases to be what you love. So if you love a flower, let it be. Love is not about possession. Love is about appreciation. True love is truly loving, wishing the loved one well and expecting nothing in return. In reality, all relationships except the one with the Supreme Brahman or Krishna are bound to end in pain and separation, at least through the death of either of the two in the relationship. Excessive attachment to a person or object also gives rise to the fear of losing who or what one is attached to, and this damages trust, causes suspicion, and ruins one's peace of mind. Attachment to a person usually stems from the state of mind that one achieves through the relationship. The relationship satisfies one or more desires of the person. Bhagavan Krishna has explained the repercussions of being attached to a person or object as follows. Srimad Bhagavad Gita 2.63. A person who thinks of sense objects develops an attachment for them. From this attachment, desires are born, and from desires, anger is born. 2.63. Anger gives birth to delusion, and this delusion results in confusion of memory. When memory is confused, intelligence is destroyed, and from the destruction of intelligence, the person perishes. Bhagavan Krishna also says that the way to achieve a calm state of mind is not through suppressing the senses, but by controlling them. Bhagavad Gita 3.33. The learned act according to their own nature. All beings follow their own nature. What can suppression do? 3.34. It is natural to be attracted or to be repelled by sense objects pertaining to each sense. However, one should not come under their control because they are obstacles in one's path towards self-realization. Bhagavan Krishna explains in Chapter 2 of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita who a sthitapragna or a steady-minded person is. A sthitapragna is one who has perfect control over the senses. A yogi who is a sthitapragna has a stable mind and is steady even when sense objects come to him. He remains unmoved and enjoys eternal peace. Bhagavad Gita 2.55. Sri Bhagavan Krishna says, "One who has given up all desires of the heart and has a purified mind, which finds joy in itself and not in external factors, is called a sthitapragna, or a person of steady consciousness." 2.56. He who is not agitated or disturbed, despite the threefold miseries, or is also not euphoric when he has comforts and is free from attachment, fear and anger, is called a sage with a steady mind. The threefold miseries are 1. Miseries that arise from the mind and body, 2. Miseries caused by other living beings, 3. Miseries caused by natural disasters over which we have no control. Bhagavad Gita 2.57. He who is free from attachment and neither rejoices when he achieves good nor hates evil has steady wisdom and perfect knowledge. Reaching such a state of mind which is free from delusion and being in it even during the time of death unites one with the Supreme Being. The source of happiness and sorrow are explained in Shloka 160 of the 4th chapter of the Manusmriti. சர்வம் பரவசம் துக்கம் சர்வம் ஆத்மவசம் சுகம் ஏத்தத் வித்யாத் சமாசேன லக்ஷணம் சுகதுக்கையும். Everything becomes a cause for sorrow if one is dependent on it for happiness, whereas everything turns into happiness when one is dependent on oneself. Shloka 14:16 of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, it is said that the fruits of righteous actions performed in sattva are pure, those performed in rajas result in pain, and the fruit of work done in tamas is darkness. Shloka 5:3, a person who neither hates nor desires the results of his actions is known to be a sannyasi, or one who has renounced everything. Such a person is free from dualities and is therefore liberated from material bondage. You must have heard the popular saying, if you love someone, set them free. If they come back, they are yours. If they don't, they never were. Krishna says in chapter 11, verse 55, Matkarma krunmat paramo mat bhaktaha sangavarjitaha nirvairaha sarvabhuteshu yasimameti pandava. The one who is engaged in doing my work, considers me the supreme goal, is free from contamination of the mind with previous activities and doubts, is free from attachment, has no enmity towards any creature, and is friendly with every living entity, certainly comes to me, Arjuna. Shloka 13:30. When a man sees the whole variety of beings as resting in the One and spreading forth from that alone, he attains the realization of Brahman. It means that a man becomes one with the Supreme Brahman when he realizes that all these various forms are rooted in the One. Sri Ramana Maharshi was once asked how to pray for other people. The Maharshi answered, if you are abiding within the Self, there are no other people. You and I are the same. When I pray for you, I pray for myself, and when I pray for myself, I pray for you. Real prayer is to abide within the Self. This is the meaning of Tattvamasi, that thou art. There can be no separation in the Self. There's no need for prayer for yourself or for any other person other than to abide within the Self. Those who comprehend the message given above would be free from heartaches. I suggest going through the Ishavasi Upanishad, which is available on my website. With much love and affection, stay blessed. Jai Shri Krishna.